All right. You want to sit down right there so you can help me out, because I want you to say the verses that you memorized, all right, when I tell you to, ask you to. Look out for that mic there. There you go. You need a mic? What do you want to say? Did you like VBS? How did you like it? What do you like about VBS? Was it fun? Yeah. Well, that's what you need the mic for. All right. Well, thank you. You can sit down right there and help me with the verses, okay? All right. You guys are going to have to help me here this morning, all right? Because I need some help with the verses. I didn't memorize them as good as you guys did. So, all right. Have you ever felt like life is just unfair? Anybody? Come on. Not just the kid. Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. Life was just unfair. You were overlooked for maybe a promotion at work. Man, that's not fair. It's just not fair. Or your crop got hailed out, but the neighbors didn't. You ever been there, farmers? Kind of life's unfair sometimes, isn't it? Or you were ticketed, and the car that just passed you went on scot-free. Ever been there? No, none of you. Okay, all right. What about you were told the news that you have cancer, or someone in your family has cancer? Life's unfair. Life is just seems unfair. And it's at times in our lives when life seems unfair and is unfair, that we can know that God is with us during those moments. It's in times of uncertainty, when situations are unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen. There's uncertainty and there's change. And then sadness overwhelms us. We don't know how to handle that sometimes. We may feel alone and abandoned by God, but it's at these times we can experience the goodness of God and His presence and power in our lives. Last week, the kids at VBS looked how the Israelites, who had been in slavery for over a couple hundred years or so, were unfairly treated. And they faced some pretty scary situations. And they faced some enormous changes in their, from living in slavery to going through the wilderness. Some drastic changes in their lives and uncertainty. But it was in those times that they were able to experience God's goodness through all those situations they faced. For over 200 years, the Egyptians were enslaved. The Egyptians had enslaved the Israelite people and forced them to do hard, back-breaking work. Life was not fair for God's chosen people, and it seemed that God had abandoned them, had forgotten His promises that He had made to Abraham years ago to make His people a great nation. But God never forgets His promises. God never forgets, never abandons those who trust in Him. And the first day we experienced that when life is unfair,
God is good.
All right, you got it. Thank you. And we talked about the how the Israelites were abused and overworked in their situation. You can read that story for yourself in Exodus, the first part of Exodus. And the key verse was Nahum 1:7. Now help me out with this, guys. Help me out with this verse. Do you know it? All right, let's say it all together. And everybody help, okay? The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. The last part of that verse in Nahum 1:7 says that God is close to those who trust in Him. God raised up a leader named Moses to free the people out of slavery in Egypt and lead them into the promised land. So if you feel that you are in a situation where life is unfair, whether it's maybe an addiction that you found yourself in, or a health complication that you might be having, or unjust treatment at your job, relationships that may be falling apart, we can remember that God is present and knows your situation and is going to work things out for His good, and His power will help you overcome that situation. Romans 8:28 is a wonderful verse that we've read in the past. In the past messages that I've had. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance and chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." God wants to work through your situations that seem unfair, and they are unfair at times. God wants to work through those to bring glory to His name. Then we looked at another principle the next day. When life is scary, now, the Israelites faced some pretty scary things. And the verse, help me with this verse, Psalm 23:4, even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Psalm 23:4. There were 10 plagues that God sent to Pharaoh to cause him to change his mind. And you can check this book out and read it for yourself. But I'm going to read one page out of this book. Do you see that picture in there, guys? Remember those stories? Remember the stories of this one? Let me read this one page. So God sent frogs to jump into the king's bed, and flies to buzz in his ears, and gnats to crawl in his nose, and grasshoppers to eat his plants, and a lot of other things to make the king change his mind. But did Pharaoh change his mind? No, he was hardened. And God had to send another plague, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, but they faced some scary, scary times, didn't they? You know what? We as adults face scary times just like you guys face scary times too. Brave, why don't you come up here? Brave has faced some scary times in this last month, and I want him to share a little bit about that, the scary time that he's had at his job, and how God worked in that. So come on up here and share a little bit about it. I know he shared a little bit a couple weeks ago, but I don't think you were able to hear him. So I want him to share a little bit about the scary time that you had at your job site.
600 pounds fell on me, knocked me down.
600 pound cow fell on him, okay?
And other people had their legs broken, and they thought I broke my legs as well.
Yeah, this has happened before at the plant, and other people have broken legs, and they thought you had broken several places, and they checked your chest, x-rays, and everything else. So Tell us a little bit more about that.
And the other injuries, but it was miracles, and I had no broken legs.
Oh, wow.
Or bones. I'm still on sore, but I'm getting better now.
Amen.
And I praise God for that.
Yeah. So how did you feel God's presence? That was a pretty scary time. You didn't even wake up until you got to the hospital, right?
Right.
You were knocked out all the way here and came to in the hospital. He didn't know what was going on. And he didn't know what had hit him. I don't think I would know what hit me either. Man. So how did you feel God's presence during this time, through this time, and even today?
No broken legs or bones.
That was a miracle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How else did you see God working through that situation with His people? help surrounding you?
Pastor and Hannah, they were helping us as much as they could.
And you had a lot of friends come around you too, didn't
you?
Yes,
they did. And in all situation I went through, I feel like I was treated unfairly, but I'm still trusting in God.
Yeah, it seems like there's some unfair situations at work because of that, mm-hmm. but you're trusting God to provide.
Right.
And He will. He will provide for
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah.
And leading me in all situation.
Yeah, leading in all. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would like to thank a church for being for praying for us.
Yeah.
And God bless.
And God answered prayer, right? Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We face scary things, but when we face scary things, God is good. Jim, share about some changes in life.
You guys ready to help me out? When life changes,
God is good.
In congregation all the time,
God is good.
I know, it's a little bit different than what you're used to. But they're true statements. That was our theme for Wednesday last week during VBS. When life changes, God is, you guys are already on it. Nice job. Yeah. So their story with that day was in the book of Exodus, chapters 14 through 17, where the Israelites escaped from Egypt, crossed the Red Sea. God provided for them in a desert, met their needs, but they experienced a lot of change. But our verse that day was Psalm 106:1. You guys ready to help me out? On the screen there. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. Well, Pastor Steve asked me, he said, are there any of these themes that maybe you want to speak to Sunday? And I thought, well, I think maybe I can relate to this one. Life has changed a little bit in this current season of life. But it's been a good change and a positive change. About eight months ago, we received word as a family that our current position of ministry and livelihood would be taking on some major adjustments in regards to our responsibilities, description of our job, and a financial adjustment as well would have to be made should we choose to continue where we're at. Some of you have been there in regards to your work, to your job placement, and if you're like me, you were tempted to probably fret at times and worry. Let anxiety get the best of you and not trusting the big plan, God's masterful sovereignty that He exercises. So while this wasn't the first time that we were at a crossroads like this, this surely was the most significant one that we had faced as a family, my wife and I. And so it didn't matter what God led us to, what decision He led us to, life was going to change no matter what. So at that point, we had to trust the fact that God is good. Change was coming, whether we liked it or not. It was cool this last Wednesday night when we got to meet with the youth. We talked about some of the basic characteristics of God. And one of those characteristics is that God is unchanging. His being, His spirit, His statutes, His word, His mercy, His grace, forgiveness, absolutely unchanging. If you were to compare and contrast that with everything else in life, which is just constantly changing, almost at warp speed. Our morals, our ethics, technology, this and that, just constantly changing as our society dictates. But God is unchanging. And that has been an incredible testimony for us recently. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, and I do not change." In a situation where change was inevitable, it was also inevitable that God's sovereignty, His love, and His grace were also going to be constant characteristics that we could count on Him for. I love the verse that Pastor Steve referenced earlier, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purposes. From the passage in Exodus, went back and read that for chapters 14 through 17. This verse stood out to me in Exodus 14:13. It says, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today.'" I struggle with that sometimes, standing still and observing. But that was God's word to Moses for the people. Stand still and see. Unchanging God will protect you today. He will lead you. So, you guys ready? When life changes,
it's good.
Awesome job. Awesome job.
When life is sad, that day we talked about Jesus dying and coming back to life. And the verse was from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close. All right, one more time, everybody together. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Now the 10th plague that God sent to Pharaoh to convince him was the death of the firstborn. And it was a picture when God instructed the Israelites to sacrifice a lamb. They were to sacrifice a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost of their home to show that they had obeyed what Jesus had told them to do. To sacrifice the lamb, put the blood on the doorpost, and have a quick meal, roast the lamb, and eat some unleavened bread. Don't wait for it to bake. Just bake the crackers and eat a quick meal and get ready to go. So they had these unleavened cakes that they made, and they were crunchy. Okay, and that's what we're going to eat a little bit later here when we talk about this. This was a picture of what Jesus had done for them. He was to be the lamb that would be sacrificed for our sins. It was a picture. The sacrificial lamb was a picture of Jesus, the lamb that was slain for our freedom from sin. It was Christ's blood that was shed on the cross that paid the penalty for your sin and my sin. Because we deserve to die, but Jesus died in our place. So when life is sad,
God is good.
And when life is good,
God is
good. The Israelites built a memorial when they got into the promised land to remember God's goodness. We see that in Joshua chapter 3 and 4. And the verse was from Nehemiah 4:14. Say it together with me, the verse. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious. Nehemiah 4:14. We need reminders. We need reminders of God's goodness in the past and how He has walked with us through these times. Brave, I don't know what you can do to remember God's goodness through this time, but you need something maybe it's something you hang on the wall or something that shows that God was faithful to provide for you even in those times that were really scary and things were unfair. God still provided for you. So I encourage you to do something that reminds you of God's goodness. I used to carry in my billfold a piece of a tent that tore up when a tornado went through and when we were down in Mexico. And I kept that with me a long time. That reminded me of God's faithfulness to us, even in scary times, that God is still good. We need reminders. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 11 through 14, Moses warned the Israelites. This was God's instruction before they went into the promised land. Beware that in your plenty you do not forget, that you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey His commands and regulations and decrees I am giving you today. For when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and herds have become very large and your silver and gold have multiplied, your bank accounts are doing well, Everything else, be careful. Do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. When things become well here for us, let us not forget that God has freed us from slavery to sin. Let us not forget those things. That is why we take communion. You guys can go back to your families now, and we're going to take communion. And I want to encourage you to talk with your children as you take communion. It's okay if they take it. I don't think that's a problem at all, especially if they love Jesus and they want to serve Him. This is a reminder of what Jesus has done for us. This is a reminder. And in Luke chapter 22, when Jesus first told his disciples to remember this, or he was taking the Passover with them, and he told them to do it to remember him. The Passover meal was taken every year. The Israelites did it every year to remember the freedom that that God gave them from the Egyptians. And every year they were to celebrate this Passover feast, which included the unleavened bread and the wine which they drank to remember the sacrifice that was painted on the doorpost. And Jesus, on his last week, told his disciples, it was the festival of unleavened bread, which preceded the Passover, when the Passover lamb was sacrificed, Jesus sent people.